Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hello, I'm Stars Belladonna, and today I would like to talk to you about emotional alchemy and what it is that emotional alchemy really is. It's basically our emotions taking over and what we can do to change the outcome of the feelings that we have. Now, I got most of my research and information off of internet and books, psychology books, energy books. Basically, we're going to talk about triggers, solutions, and techniques. But first, I want to explain to everyone what a true emotion is. Dictionaries will give you different definitions. But I like the one from Wikipedia best because it best explains what exactly happens to us during an emotion. An emotion is the basic term for a conscious experience that is characterized primarily by reactions and mental states. An emotion is often associated and considered to be influential with how a person is motivated to feel at a particular time. An emotion is often a driving force behind motivation, whether it be positive or negative. What is happening to you physically, according to Shakti, triggers a positive or negative experience mentally, which is called an emotion. We branch out to four basic emotions. If you look up in Wikipedia and you look up emotions, and you know, and on the right-hand side of the Wikipedia part, it gives you every single type of emotion that we go through on a daily basis. I broke it down to four different types of emotions because these emotions are emotions that we do feel daily. These are love, fear, anger, and joy. And from these four, we branch out to other emotions: sadness, happiness, depression, confusion, guilt, even mood swings. When we are at a point in our lives where we start out and we're having a good day and something automatically changes our moods. Now, our moods are triggered by different things that occur to us. So you can be having a happy moment and someone can ruin it by either bumping into you or just basically not knowing that the other person is doing this to you. Automatically your body reacts in a way like, why did that person do that to me? Why am I feeling this way? And we start to ask ourselves a lot of questions. And emotion is very broad and it's very, very hard topic to actually get a lot of it into this. So I'm going to start off with fear. When we start off with fear, fear is one of the four basic emotions, and it's felt when there's threat of danger, either mentally or physically. We tend to protect ourselves, and even though the fear is there, what we can do is we can try and get to the root of it. Not always will you get to the root of the fear, but you will feel better once you know what exactly is occurring. The instinct with fear, our instinct is to protect ourselves. We become defensive. We become, we can't even become aggressive, you know, just to defend ourselves. Our next emotion I'm going to talk about is basically love. Love is a very strong emotion. It's an affection of a personal attachment, either to an object, a person, an animal, something. It's how we live our daily lives. Many people just love to go outside. People love to read. It's love of everything. But most importantly, I want to stress love of self. When we're giving out so much of what is in us, we tend to lose ourselves in what I like to call an emotional chaos, where your mood's right up and down, you don't know exactly what's going on, you fall in love, you fall out of love. These are things that we do daily. It's an emotion. It's there. We may not recognize that it's there daily, but it's definitely there. And love can cause another emotion, which is also pain, falling out of love, like I was saying before, or falling into love, or being loved, not being loved by someone you love. And things like this can cause emotional pain. Sometimes emotional pain can become physical. You may not feel well. You may not feel straight, right at hand. You think of ways of how to get this going, like you want to get rid of the feeling, you don't want to feel anymore. But some of us, I'm going to say especially women, we tend to become very, very emotional creatures. And it's our way of nature. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. As where men tend to control their emotions a little better than women can. I don't know exactly why that is, but I do know that that doesn't mean that they're not feeling what we're feeling. They're feeling the same. They just can't control it better. Our next emotion is happiness. And happiness is emotion that one feels when they are physically and mentally in a state of well-being. It's a feeling of great joy. Now, we can feel happy for the slightest things, anything. We can just wake up happy, having a happy day. You're doing your daily routines, you're enjoying yourself, listening to music and stuff like that. And sometimes happiness can be interrupted by one of the other basic emotions. Anger may trigger you, like something may occur. Anger will swoop in and take you right off your happiness, and you're trying to get that back and you can't, and you're trying to figure out, you don't want to be angry, but then again, you can't control how angry you are. And these emotions that we feel are not exactly things that we cannot overcome. This is where alchemy comes in. Alchemy is basically change within anything. But we're talking about emotional alchemy, so therefore we're talking about the change within us. A lot of things can give you triggers to change your personality, your emotions, everything changes when you're taken out of sorts. Triggers are naturally there. It's inevitable. You cannot get away from a trigger. A trigger will always happen. Something could trigger a memory. Triggers are just, that's what they are. They're just triggering you to feel different things. Now, one thing that I forgot to stress is we are able and we are very, very capable of feeling more than one emotion at a time. You could feel happy and scared. You could feel fear and excited. You can feel guilty yet content. These are things that we go through all the time. And some of us, I really wanted to talk about this topic because some of us have trouble with empathy and sympathy and anguish, agony, anything we're feeling. We have trouble sometimes, and we misconstrued those things that we're thinking about during those moments into something else. And we can control our minds. We can control our minds to a certain limit. We have the capability of changing the sorts of things that occur to us. We can take it as, okay, you're going to let it go by. You're not going to think about it. You're just going to ride the wave, as I call it. The solutions comes from And this is all part of the change. This is all part of the alchemy. Solutions is working with what emotions we have at the moment and what we can do to control that feeling. Try to separate the different types of feelings that you're having. It's not something that it's done very easily, but it's something that reflects on us. It's something that only we can do, only something we can change. That's where the alchemy part comes in. And it's not always an easy topic. It's not always something that we can get to. But emotions are so strong that emotions can make things occur. I'm not going to say change the weather, but you can change, your personality will change because of all the things that you're thinking or all the things that you're going through at one point. And the point of it all is basically leading into people like empaths, psychics, astrologists, people that work with elemental changes, people that work with alchemy on its own, people that work with clairvoyance, psychokinesis, mediumship, intuition. These are all part of things that we are capable of doing. Some of us are very in tuned and some of us aren't. That's why we have intuition. And most of the time we can tell ourselves, okay, I'm going to follow my intuition. Sometimes your intuition is not exactly correct, but I stress it mostly to, like, really, really listen to yourself at the moment of what you're going through and what it is that, you know, you're trying to overcome. And basically, what we can do within the change that we have is really, really feel out what it is that's going on in your mind, in your heart, in your whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever thought is that you are going through, reflect on it. Look at yourself in the mirror. Ask yourself, should you be feeling this? Is it worth it? Is the pain worth it? Is the fear worth it? Is the hatred worth it? I'm not going to say joy. Joy is always something that we should always have. We should live a joyous life. Why shouldn't we? We're human. We're going to feel. But joy should always be the number one part in our lives. Joy of children, joy of family, friends, anything you can turn to. I'm going to talk about solutions now, and solutions basically are little things that we can do like I was describing. You know, ask yourself exactly what's going on. You know, ask yourself, do you really want to be in the state of mind that you are in at the moment? And some things you can, I'm not going to say to read. A lot of people aren't readers, but there are books out there, self-help books. There are even websites that you can go to. There are many things that you can do to understand what it is that our bodies are trying to tell us, or what our minds are trying to tell us, or why our personalities change the way that they do. And, you know, some of us go through depression. This is another reason why I wanted to stress this, because not knowing what to do at that moment, not knowing what it is that we have or what it is that we go through, depression is definitely one of the major, major problems that we have. And I'm going to say in the United States. A lot of it has to do with ourselves. Anxiety may kick in. Depression holds us down. It holds us from feeling. It holds us from being true to what the nature really, really is. And it keeps you from getting to the root of the problem. I've read psychology books. I have read books on basically types of emotions that will make us or occur in our lives that we can feel that we're not going to be able to change it. But whatever is unchangeable, always remember that there's always something you can hold on to. There's always some thing that will pull you out of where you are. And I speak from personal experience where I lived a very long time under a depression of wondering where, why, who, and what was happening to me. Why did I do the things that I did, or basically, why was it happening to me, you know? And I came to the conclusion that only I can change that, because it's my emotion, it's my feelings, it's me who has the thought and the ability to change what is happening. There are different techniques. Meditation, I stress meditation a lot, because meditation can put you in a state of mind where you're calm and you're safe. You're safe within yourself. In meditation, we can change anything we want, because it's our mind, it's our time, it's who we are. And you can change anything you want during meditation. And I want to touch a little bit about innate natural abilities that I've come across. One of them is empathy, clairvoyance, and I was saying before, psychokinesis, psychism, mediumship. Of course, the most important, and I will stress this very clear, the most important is your intuition. Your intuition cannot be wrong, but you have to learn how to listen to yourself. Your intuition can lead you to places where you've never been. It can make you live a content life. No one's always happy forever, but you can be content with who you are and be happy with who you are, who you become, and not succumb to other realities that aren't really there, like fear or hatred for things that you don't need to be feeling. Fear is in the mind. Fear will always be there because it's an emotion that we hold dear. Fear of commitment, fear of challenge, fear of personal danger, fear of a lot of things. Fear is always going to be there, but we can control it. We can control it through so many different techniques. Like I said, there's a lot of information out there that people just do not bother to listen to. Excuse me. As a psychic and as a mediumship, I will say that it took me many, 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 many years. I'm going to say about maybe a good 18 years to get to where I'm at today. And I've been through depression and I've been through anxiety. I still go through mood swings. I tried to control that as best as I could. But when you really, really want help, when you really, really need the help, the change is there. There's so many things. Like I said, this is a broad topic, and being that it's only half an hour, there's so many other things I can get into, like different energies, different elements, different abilities that people carry inside themselves that don't even realize that they have. It's so big that we can't really, really just sit down and go through each and every one. But if you have the time and you really want to know, look it up. I suggest you look it up and or you ask, call Star Psychics and you ask. I mean, us as Star Psychics, we are here to help you. We're not here to just sit here and just do nothing. We're here to help you. That is one of the main reasons that you come to us, because we can give you answers. It may not be the answers that you want, but they're answers nonetheless. It may not be something that you really, really wanted to hear. It can be something that, you know, you didn't want to go through, or didn't want someone to really, really go deep into it and find out for you. Most of the questions that I get as a psychic are, you know, what's going on in my love life, or will I get another job, or I get simple things like that. But I also do, on the side, do get people that are struggling with so many different types of emotions that they're having, that their energy is completely off balance. Now, not only does emotional alchemy go deep into this, but it also talks about the reasons, the purpose, the stuff that we go through, the, again, I'm going to say reflection. It lies within us, and we have to go through it. Sometimes, I mean, even us as psychics, we go through it. We go through it daily. Just because you have a reading and the reading says yes, remember the outcomes can always change. Everything is always changed. Around us, everything changes. The world changes. We change. We grow into better people. We grow into bad people. We grow. We change. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter what you do. What matters is knowing yourself and knowing deep inside that you have the ability, the power to change your outcome. So if you get a bad reading as a psychic, you know, you get a bad reading, don't take it out on the person that's reading you. You're asking the question. We're giving you the answers. Like I said, anything can change. The outcomes will change. It doesn't always happen the way that you want it to happen. That's not necessarily bad. The universe tells us and speaks to us in many, many different ways. And that's why we have astrologers and people with basically doctors, medications. And I don't suggest medication for anyone, but I do basically do stress to get to know yourself better. I wish I could go into deeper roots, but I can't really without going into other topics. So basically, we as humans, we feel. Even animals feel. And the reason I include animals is because some animals have the ability to carry emotions, human emotions even. Some people may not see it that way, but if you're an animal lover and you speak to your animals understand what you're saying. Your animals know that you love them. So they're able to feel what we feel. You know, your mind can take you into a certain place where you really don't want to be. You can become overwhelmed, which is a burden. You know, we're human. We're tending to feel no matter what it is. But you can, and you will, if you put your mind to it, change the outcome. You can change who you are in just, I'm not going to say in a matter of hours, but you can change who you are. In a week, you can go buy a new wardrobe. You can do things to make you smile. You can do things to keep you at a level where if you're at work and your boss is getting on your nerves and you really don't want to be there, but try to make the best of it. Try to make it. You have to go through the day anyway. So try to make the best of it. Don't let all these things come into your life and take over and not do anything about it, because when you come to realize it, your chances are taken away from you. The chances of getting a better job, better money, chances of having children, having a family, the chances of living a fruitful life, being successful at something you love. Not necessarily does that always have to be regarding of what you do, but if you are going out there and you're putting applications in places where you're just going because you just need a job, you're not going to be happy at that job, at the job that you get. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be feeling like, oh, my God, okay, I have to do this because I need the money. But you're not really doing something that you want to really do. You know, we don't always have choices. You know, bills need to get paid. So we're going to go with what comes first. But if, like I was saying, you put in applications and you're going out there and you're not really putting yourself out there, you're just filling out applications and dropping off resumes, how can you expect a job to really get to you? You have to go out there. You have to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to receive from the universe like we give to the universe. You have to be willing to receive that. It's not always going to go your way, but always think of it this way. Even if it doesn't go your way, it's still going your way. Why? Because you're still going to get what you need. Regardless, we're all God's children. We're all going to get what we need. It's just a matter of learning how to listen to yourself, how to let the alchemy, the change of being stuck in a situation and moving along and moving forward and becoming who you really, really want to be. Hello.
Okay, we're live on the air. We've got a lot of callers. We're going to go with the first one right away, and I wanted to let everybody know that my staff is here from starspsychics.com, a great site. Of course, who would else say it but the owner? But anyways, I have some beautiful people there. It's a great network. We're all family. We all take care of each other, and I have Stars Maya tonight, and I have Stars Morningstar tonight to do the reading. So I'm going to go with the first one. It's going to be Rochelle. Hi, Rochelle. Are you there?
I'm here. Good evening to everyone.
Okay, here, Stars Maya for you. Go ahead, Stars Hi. Maya. You have Rochelle on the air.
Hi, Stars.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I have a question regarding employment. I've been looking for a while, first of all, and I have a former business associate who has a partner in a startup, which has generated about $600,000 so far. They want me to be a part of it. I'm not really excited about it, but I always try to go into everything with an open mind. Do you feel that this is a good opportunity for me, or do you think other opportunities that are suited for me will follow?
Actually, Rochelle, I feel both. I feel that financially this is going to be a good opportunity, and it will give you some of the money that you might need to expand, because I feel that you have some gifts and you have some goals that are not going to be met by seeking just regular gainful employment, like working for the man, so to speak. I feel like that if you get involved with this business already started, it's going to create some ideas for you, and it's actually going to kind of jumpstart you, and I feel like it's going to lead you into a different direction, and I don't feel the time frame is going to be like 4 or 5 years. I'm going to say around eight months is what I'm feeling. So I actually do feel that this would be a good opportunity for you. And like what my guides are showing me is this is going to help you to expand. You feel like you need a little bit of expansion, and it's going to help give you a foundation, I think is the word I'm looking for, so that you can branch out and go off on your own and do what your soul and what your heart really wants. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that it definitely makes sense.
Okay, so that would be the answer. I feel like if you just look for work, from what my guides are showing me, they're showing me kind of a flat, it's not really going to get you climbing up that ladder where you need to be. There's a lot of karmic learning in this business. It's not just about the business or being a partner or money either, although I do see money around you. I feel like there's several karmic lessons that are going to help you expand personally, spiritually, and then that's going to jumpstart you into a career, which I feel is going to be some type of, you know, independent, some type of business You know, not that you're going to steal anything they're doing, but it's just going to give you some guidance and some tools that you need to be able to go off on your own, and I feel like you're going to be very, very successful. And I feel about 8 months and things will start to really come together, your ideas, and then I would say 18 months and you are going to be very, very well on your way. I mean very well on your way. And I do wish you the very best with all that, Rochelle. Thank you for calling and God bless you.
You were fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Rochelle, and do visit us. You can always get a private reading. Oh, we just lost her. Okay, now we're going to go. Thank you, Maya. Great job. Okay, Stars Morning Star, are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, I'm going to connect you with Sonia.
Okay.
Sonia, you have Stars Morning Star. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question about a past person I was involved with. It was actually a female, and it was in the year 2000-2001, so it's been a number of years. This person did hurt me a lot, and they wanted to remain friends, but I chose not to. I did try to reach out to them about 2 years ago by email, nothing in person. But I never really, you know, like pursued it after that. I'm not looking for to get back together or anything like that. I mean, I don't know. I don't think if we were ever going to see each other again in this life. But I don't know. I just felt weird about the whole situation and this person itself. I don't think they were totally honest. I don't know if you're picking up anything.
Okay, so you just kind of want to know how she's doing? Is that it? You know, I do see that there is no renewal in the relationship, that, you know, that things just aren't going to work out. Even if he was to get back together, meet each other and things like that, the things just wouldn't fall into place, okay? But it is a positive change for you, and it was for her as well. You're both showing, you know, I'm feeling that you're both showing some form of abundance or growth, both spiritually and emotionally from this. But, you know, the thing is, I feel sadness coming from you over this, and I don't like sadness. I want you to be happy. I want you to have a love of life. Okay, if you are looking for like renewal, I mean in the form of relationship, I believe that if you open yourself up to it, it's definitely there. But you have to almost forgive yourself and know that she's doing well and you are doing well, and that is good for both of you, and that you're both moving forward in a positive direction. Okay, once we let go of the past, then a new door opens for us in the future. I do feel happiness for you. I do feel that you will get the spiritual growth and the enhancement that you're needing. I think that you need to let go of fears, but everybody has their own form of healing time, if you understand that. But I think that you should just try to take the time to enjoy yourself, you know, enjoy the little things in life. And I feel that within the next 3 to 4 months, you should have met somebody that's enlightening you, making you happy, making you feel positive and prosperous. Okay?
Okay.
And this is, okay? So cheer up. I want you to raise up that vibration. You know, you have a wonderful vibration, but I feel like you're on the lower part of your vibration. Just kind of let go of the past. Your friend is doing fine. She's happy. She's moving forward, and so are you. Okay?
Well, actually,
and I do...
We were not really like friends. It's just that as time went by, I just discovered, you know, a few things. And, you know, it looked like when she, you know, got what she wanted from me, it was very hurtful. She even wanted me to meet the person that she, you know, cheated with on me. Like if nothing ever happened. And I'm like, you know, someone in their right mind won't do that.
Right.
But at first it was the distance that was the problem. And I said, you know what, I'll move, whatever. And then when I made everything easy for her, she's like, oh, no, I can't permit that. I can't allow that. You know.
You're right.
So,
yeah, well, no,
so,
you
yeah.
have to set foundations and structures and your limitations, you know, and that's with every relationship, friends or otherwise. But what I want you to do is think for now that, you know, I want you to do some positive affirmations. I'm happy. I'm growing. I'm, you know, involved with what's going on. And I want you to look forward to making new contacts, relationships, friends, and otherwise. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Sonia. Please come back and see us. I guess we lost Sonia. Thank you, Stars, Morning Star, an awesome reading, and I have more callers, so hold on.
Okay.
Stars Maya, ready for the next caller?
Yes, I am ready.
Chrissy, you're on with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, I'm calling to see if I am with the right person.
Okay, and I want to make sure I heard your name correctly. Christy?
Christy.
Christy,
like,
so.
Like Three's Company, Christy?
Okay, thank you. His names are, well, I pick up a lot around you,
okay.
Christy. You know, you're asking me the question, am I with the right person? And,
uh-huh.
You know.
I'm married. And.
Okay, well, I don't want you to give me too many details. Because
sure.
I want to be able to validate a little bit of my gifts and what I'm seeing around you.
Okay.
And, and I didn't mean that to sound rude. I just.
No, not at all.
Okay, good. Thank you for understanding the place that I'm coming from. I feel that, you know, we do have many opportunities with soulmates, and then
mm-hmm.
the goal is always that we connect with a soulmate and that is able then to be turned into a life partner. Those are two separate things. And what I'm getting from you is that I do feel there is a soulmate connection. But what my guides are really, the biggest word they're giving me is outgrown. I feel that you have outgrown this relationship and this person. So when you ask me, am I with the right person, I could say to you, you could make this work if you wanted to make that commitment, and you could be reasonably happy for the rest of your life. But what I'm getting is that there's been a lot of restlessness in your spirit, and you're weighing it back and forth because I don't feel that you mentioned that you were married, and, you know, my job is not to give my personal opinion or judge, to just share with you guidance and insight that come from my guides. And they're telling me that part of the battle and the conflict within you is that you have this yearning, and you often reflect on the past, and you often look at the future, and when you see yourself, when you project yourself into the future with what you have right now, there's a sadness surrounding that. And then the conflict comes in because I don't feel that there's like a major disaster about this person. You know, well, you know, I need to end this because, you know, this is unforgivable. And so that's what makes this so hard for you, is because you're questioning too, is this yearning, is this feeling that I've outgrown, or I need more, or I feel like there's something else out there. You know, is this just a whimsy? Is this just my imagination, or is this something really calling to me? And what my guides are telling me is that this is your soul, and this is a soul calling for you. And so it feels to me from the information I'm receiving that you really need to consider your life and moving forward, because you may be satisfied and you may be okay, but there's too much in you
yearning for more and wanting more. And I, from what I'm being shown, it's not unreal. It's not something that's unrealistic, and it's not something, again, I get the word whimsy. This isn't a whimsy. You're not daydreaming, wishing you were Cinderella. What you have
no,
is,
yeah.
You know, does that
yeah,
resonate?
Like what I feel, yeah, you know, I mean, like what I feel that I am that I'm taking care of, like
right.
House, car, you know, that
sure.
I have no wants, you know, that I have no wants.
Right.
That, however, the relationship part of it's not there. You
yeah.
know, there's alcohol that's a factor, you know, things that, you know, some people get mean, like, when they drink, and, you know, like, I'm done with all that. But yet I have the safety net. I have the house. I have the car. Like, I have the stay-at-home life, you know? But am I happy?
Right, and the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy. And, you know, I always tell my clients, and I'm a very firm believer, that fear is the worst decision maker. So when you consider that you do have the stability, you're paying a very high price, and we only live once, and we don't know how much time we have in this life. We have to
right.
embrace, and we have to seek that higher, you know, we have to go reach for the stars. We have to live up to our potential. So I understand what it feels like to have the safety, and I can feel the karmic connection. But from what, again, what my guides are showing me is you came together with this person. There was a reason that has now been accomplished, and now it's time to move forward. And I think you know that deep inside. And when I say fear is not a good decision maker, of course there's a lot of fear when you're considering a move from stability and security to the unknown. But also, you know, the most important thing we can do is follow our true self and our true path. Happiness and joy and balance always rides along with us when we do that. So I do feel that if you make a change in this relationship, while you are going to go through some difficulty and some doubts and uncertainties, I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh, it's just going to be super great.
Right.
There's going to be some difficulty. But what I can assure you very, very much so is that once you get through that and you cross that bridge and you get to that other side, you're going to breathe, and you're not breathing right now. Your world is going to suddenly, you might live in a smaller place. You might worry some about money. But the flowers are going to smell better. The air is going to be better. The feelings that have been buried for so long because they don't exist in this relationship, at least not presently and not for a while, you're going to be brought back to life and alive. And you know what, Chrissy? There's no price on that.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I think you know what you need to do, and I really do wish you the very best with that. I know it is not easy, and, you know, life is rough, but if we're determined to be true to ourselves, then that's where we find that happiness and that wholeness and that completeness. And I definitely don't see you walking the rest of your life alone. You will find someone, and it will be very different. And then, again, even while you're on your own, you'll feel this way. And then more so when that person enters your life, you're going to realize what a great decision it was to move forward. So I wish you the very best. And don't forget, you can always visit any of us, of the experts at Star
awesome.
Psychic. And I really wish you the best, Chrissy. God bless you and all the
Thank
best.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much.
Thank you, Chrissy, and please come back and see us and go to starpsychics.com for more of an in-depth reading with any one of the readers, and you can also see Stars Maya there again. Have a great evening, honey. Thank you, Stars Maya. Another great reading. Now I'm going to take our next caller, and I will give her to Stars Morningstar. Okay, Stars Morningstar, are you ready for the next caller?
I'm here.
Okay, her name is Anne. Anne, go ahead. You have Stars Morningstar on the air with you. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hello, Stars. This is Anne, and I'm wondering if you see me getting into a relationship, a serious relationship.
Okay. Hi, Anne. I'm looking at what I feel like, you know, there's some things that are holding you back. Like, you know, you're afraid of who you may meet and will it go very far, okay? So with this, I do feel that there's a relationship coming up. I need you to take down some blocks. There's some blocks going on here. You know, you may not be aware of it. I don't think that you are. But we all have fears of meeting new people and then, you know, getting involved with them. And then is it going to last long term? Is something going to happen when I fall in love? You know, that kind of thing. I really kind of feel that once we release these blocks, you will meet somebody. There's actually two people that I feel that will enter your life. Okay, one, he's kind of, he seems like he has a lot of energy. And he seems to be, he has a rhythm that's very fast, okay, but he has some very creative ideas. And I feel that that would be a good contact for you. But there's also one that just kind of likes to stay home and kind of just go through things, you know. He likes to honor his commitments. He's loyal, he's dedicated, he's honorable, he seems to be very, very kind-hearted. So you have two inflows, but what I want you to do here is I want you to release fears. Once you release those fears, okay, and you, pardon me?
I just wanted to say I can identify both these people as someone people that I already have around me.
Okay. Do you have interest in one of them more than the other?
I have more of a romantic inclination towards one, but I like very much the other one, not as in the same way, though.
Okay. All right. So let's see where we're at now.
Your descriptions are very good.
Are really good. Okay. The one that you would like to that you feel more open-hearted, it's almost impulsive. You're happy when they call, you're happy when you see them, you want to be more involved. That relationship is going to be more content for you, okay? You're going to find more enlightenment, you're going to be happy, and it's going to last long-term, okay? I see it's infinite, okay? There's some very positive influences, and there's also some positive contacts with other people throughout this relationship. I believe that this is a positive relationship for you. Okay?
Okay, I'm not involved with this person romantically, but I've known the person a long time, and we've been very good friends.
Yeah, this is the one. I don't want you to give up on him, and I want you to go ahead and protect that which you've created, but I want you to release those fear factors. Those fear factors, they kind of take away our courage, and, you know, so when our courage is taken away, we don't want to say things that we feel. And I feel like if you start making those little baby steps, those little connections, it will grow into something that's very long-term, very steady, very, very solid.
Actually, I did make the first moves and let this person kind of know. The fear, I think, is more on his end.
Okay. You've been friends for a long time. I think if you just kind of start to break the ice, if you just kind of break the ice up a little bit, I think that it would start to have an inflow. Okay, I'm feeling like an inflow. I'm feeling a lot of air, like an inflow. Okay, so an air is good. So when you do that, you know, just kind of break it. Let him reveal your feelings to him little by little, and he will start to mirror that back to you. Okay?
I have. Do you think that there will be a reconnection?
A reconnection. Things look to be in your favor for that. You know, I would continue to pursue it. I believe that there is a connection for you.
I think he's involved with someone else. Is that true? Or
there is another person. You know, I'm looking into it. There is another person, but he is not as involved with her as you may think. Okay. I think that it may not last long. It may not be a long-term thing. I'm feeling like a release, like the end of a phase. Like he's needing something more spiritually, a transformation, and that could be you coming in. Okay. Because things are definitely looking back up for you. All right.
Because he hasn't contacted me in a while, so I don't know, you know, where that's going.
And do you have communication with them?
I had been, but lately he hasn't contacted me for a little while, about a month.
Okay. Yeah, I would just keep trying, like, you know, Mary, you know, how's your summer going? I would just do little contacts that would be in general, not specifically related to him. And that should recur.
Just kind of email and that.
Yeah, just kind of, you know, and I think that once you get the thing flowing, it will come back to you. You definitely have I'm feeling very positive on this. And I do use the cards, and you do have a very positive card here.
Okay, so not to give up on that person yet.
Yeah, do not give up on that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right, okay.
Uh-huh.
Love and light. Uh-huh.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you, Stars Morningstar. Great reading. I'm hearing such wonderful things for all of these people. I have one more caller here. I'm hoping more come in. We still have a few minutes, so I'm going to connect her. Oops, we lost her. Oh, no. Well, okay, ladies, I lost my last caller. Maybe she will call in, but I just want to take this time to let both of you know I'm so impressed with you. You know, when you have people that work for you and on a site, you know, and when you hear them, and your readings have been just wonderful tonight. I'm so pleased. You can't imagine. It makes me sit up real tall in my seat.
Oh, that's good.
Now, Stars Morning, yeah, you've never met Stars Morningstar, so there you go, the two of you meet each other. Yeah, well, you know, it's important. It really, really is, especially, you know, when I'm listening and I get goosebumps and it makes me feel so good. It really, really does. So I don't know if you two want to say anything. We still are recording. We have about 7 more minutes, and I'm hoping the last caller will call in, and I will give her to Stars Maya. But both of you read differently, and that's what's so nice about it. Everybody gets a little taste of some different kinds of readings. Although Morningstar, don't you usually use cards?
Yes, I do.
Okay, but you didn't tonight, did you?
No, I didn't, except for when the last caller, she kind of got a little teeter-tottery on me, and so I went ahead and threw some cards out, and they were really positive. I just don't think that she's you know, wanting to put the effort into it. I think she wants him to come to her.
Yeah, well, you know, we say what we think, what we feel at the moment in time, and it's kind of, you know, up to them to make the decision. But I'm so impressed. Now, you know, I've been having a little trouble with this chat room. Now, I had Stars Priestess Candy go in there, and she says, oh, it's fine, but I don't see anybody there, so I can't figure that out. But I hope we have people in there. I don't see anybody, but she said it's okay. So for those of you listening, there's still time to call in and get a live on-the-air reading with one of my readers. And all you have to do is call 347-838-9600.
9736. I just love doing this. You know, to both of you and those listening, that in the beginning I was so nervous about doing this. And I had some people say, oh, my gosh, the way you talk and everything, you're going to do so well. And, you know, I really love it. I don't know how I sound. I hope I sound okay.
You sound good. You're a talker. We might sometimes have a mute button for you, Ms. Natalie.
Yeah, sometimes I talk too much. I don't like my voice, but everybody says, oh, no, it's great, it's great, it's great.
No,
so
we
that's good.
Voice. Now, what is the other reader with us tonight, Stars? What is it?
Morning Star. Her name is Stars.
Oh,
Morning Star.
I wanted to tell you, because this was your first time, wasn't it?
Yes.
You did so well, and I'm a talker too. Sorry, Stars Cast, Miss Natalie. You know I have to get my big mouth in there. But I wanted to say I thought that you did, under the circumstances, you did a great job with the last caller. And what listeners need to understand, and this really applies more so to a show like this when we're limited and we're just going off the cuff. We don't have 20 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour. When people come in and their energy and is so chaotic and they're not even sure, you know, and of what they want or what's going on, it really makes our ability to guide you that much more difficult, because we're getting our information regardless of how we get it. That doesn't really matter. And we're trying to lead and guide to the best of our ability. And when people, you know, start dropping little bombs along the way, it does throw us as, you know, spiritual people, professionals off a little bit. And then each time we have to kind of regroup and, you know, re-ask, or if we do cards, we have to, you know, pull a few cards to see where the person's at. So I would like to say, you know, sometimes our life is just chaotic, and that's okay. We're here to help. But take a deep breath, calm yourself, you know, focus on maybe one question or what the most important thing is, and then give that expert or that reader or that spiritual advisor a chance to help you with that situation. Does that make sense, Stars Morning Star?
Absolutely, it does. You are just perfect. That is absolutely the truth.
Well, and I was feeling for you, because I, you know, as I'm listening, and probably you too, I know this is your first time, but I'm always listening, and not that I'm judging, I don't mean it to sound that way, but I'm listening just to see what information I get, and I know that I was getting a little bit lost, and I was really feeling for you, and for your first time, you did absolutely, I mean, you did fabulous, you really did. You have a great voice, you're very articulate, and you definitely, whatever tools, whatever methods you use, you're definitely right on the money. So props to you, girl.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel good. Yay, thank you. Maya, right?
Right, Maya. Yes,
right. Thank
Maya.
You so much. That's just that. I was kind of nervous, you know. I was like, I've never heard my voice on the radio before. I'm like, am I talking?
You would never
loud?
Know
I...
you were nervous. You were would never know you were nervous at all. You know what I would really like to do is I'm going to have Tony set up some kind of a huge forum room. I have one on Planet Stars so that we can all get together and meet each other. Wouldn't that be great?
That
would
be great.
Yeah, you know, like I'd be on the stage, of course, directing traffic, no, on the stage, and then, you know, when you're on the stage and then you have people in the audience, you highlight who can talk. Maybe somebody will say, oh, hey, I've got a question, Natalie, you know, or I want to whatever, and you guys can talk back and forth. I'm going to talk to him about that, because I do want to announce also, because we have people in the room, I found them, or they found me, Tony and I will be testing our audio chat either tonight or tomorrow. It's ready to fly. He says blast off with it. So It's going to be good. All you're going to have is a microphone in the room, in your chat module, the client and the reader. It will be recorded. It's going to be totally awesome. Him and I, we tested it last Friday, and oh my. And nobody has this. Most people use phones or they do Skype or they do Yahoo, you know, chat. And so this is going to be unique. And don't forget, everybody, about the survey. Go in and create your free account, and you'll be in line to get a survey, and it will earn you 5 free minutes on the site with any one of my readers. I think, like I said, I have about 149 or 48 or something like that. And I'm so proud of, and there's people in the room. My readers are in the room now, and I'm just so proud of all of them. You have no idea. When I sit and I look at the site and I see everybody there, that shows like you've got so much backing, Natalie. You've got so many people who believe in what you're doing. And, you know, the site is only a year and a half. So the sky is the limit for us, and we are going to do that. And it looks like time is about up now, but I want to thank you both again, Stars Morningstar and Stars Maya, who's always here every week. And Morningstar, we will have you back. You did a totally awesome job. I'm so impressed.
Well, thank
I'm so
you.
Glad you just I'm so glad you decided to do this. And of course, Maya, my buddy, she's our resident psychic every week. She's always there for me, no matter what. One week, a couple of weeks, she had to do them all by herself, and I just think it's a beautiful thing. So thank you to both of you and all of those in the room. Thank you. And I'm going to close it off now. And everybody have a great evening and much love to all of you. Bye-bye.
You too,
bye-bye.
Natalie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nice to
Bye.
Meet you, Maya. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.